Thank you, Colleen. So our final presenter today is Shobhita Sur, and she is a member of the Dassault MBA Aspire Food Group, who just recently won the 2013 Holt Prize competition for social entrepreneurship to secure food for undernourished communities in urban slums. And so the other members of the group who will be coming to the stage later on to answer questions are Gabriel Mott, Mohammed Ashour, Jesse Pearlstein, and Zev Thompson. The questions are not yet. You're going to sit anyways. Okay. All right. Okay, I'm sitting there. Okay. So, all right.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having us. So we're Aspire Food Group, and we actually started our journey as an integrated MBA team about 6 months ago in March. And so we come from a little bit of a different perspective today. So the Holt Prize is a platform for social enterprises, and it's a competition put out to students every year to come up with a social enterprise that solves a world problem. And this year, former President Clinton chose food security in urban slums. And so the challenge was, how do we deliver food security to 20 million urban slum dwellers from now until 2018? That was sort of the goal. And so this is largely a social enterprise pitch. And so today we hope to add a different perspective, one where we can create an enterprise and a program that is financially self-sustaining and that can provide an accessible source of iron and protein. So we do welcome all of your feedback. We haven't been exposed to the same scientific rigor that you have, but we definitely welcome it. So just to give you a bit of context, we first felt that the problem around food security was a lack of availability and affordability of food. So the solution became clear. Let's make food more available and more affordable. However, when we traveled to slums in Mexico, Ghana, Kenya, and Thailand, we found that in this urban slum market where people are making about $2 to $5 a day, the diets were still very high carb and high fat. And that was shown in issues like anemia among women and stunted growth among children. So since then, as you all know, organizations like the FAO and the World Food Program have added this element of nutrition in their definition of food security. And we seek to go one step further and empower communities to generate nutritious food and make it accessible. So we asked ourselves, what is such a source of food that is nutritious, delicious, and traditional, and make it accessible? And the answer may surprise you, but the answer is insects. Insects, also known as micro livestock, when compared to a comparable protein source such as beef, pack comparable amounts of protein and have six times the amount of iron and calcium. In addition, the FAO remarks that 2.1 billion people across the world consume insects as a part of their diet. And of those, 140 million live in urban slums and are food insecure. And of those, 40 million, we felt, lives in countries where the political and economic risk is comfortable for a beginning social enterprise like ourselves. But is there a willingness to pay for insects? As we saw in our travels in countries around the world, there are thriving markets around insect consumption. So this begs the question, if among insect-eating populations, people like insects, people are willing to pay for them, why is there food insecurity in the forms of anemia and stunted growth? And the problem is twofold. There is a problem around the accessibility of insects, and this is because they are both seasonal and expensive. So even when they are available, they are hand harvested. And as you can see in the calendar, for example, grasshoppers in Mexico are only available for 3 months out of the year. So our solution is to take seasonal insect harvesting to sustainable year-round farming of insects. And we plan to do this in three ways. First, we empower peri-urban and rural farmers with the units and the knowledge they need to farm insects. They then bring these insects to our hub, to their local Aspire hub, where we lightly process the insects, grow our own insects, as well as supply eggs to the farmers, and then distribute them with the help of a partner distributor in the urban slum environment. So when we embarked on this journey, we first went to Thailand to observe very rudimentary cricket farming practices, and then with the help of our partners in Kenya, our partners TechnoServe and Juice University, we were able to launch our first cricket production pilot. And then we iterated on that production technology, and with entomologists and design engineers from all over the world, we came up with our own farming unit, and the result is InstaFarm. InstaFarm is designed to produce up to 8 times the yield of current practices as done in Thailand. It's durable, it's cheap to manufacture, and it can farm up to about a variety of 20 different insects, 20 different edible insects. So as a case study, we chose the largest slum in the world, and that's Nezahualcoyotla, which is a slum right outside Mexico City where there are 4 million people, and they are burdened with the double burden of insecurity dealing with both obesity and undernourishment. So in order to see how this would work, so first, farmers transport whatever yield they make. They're free to consume their own to our local Aspire hub. We've partnered with Fundación IU to recruit over 500 farmers and the University of Oaxaca to provide training to the farmers. Most of these farmers are women. When the farmers bring their yield to the hub, they're supplied with eggs as well as a nitrogen-rich fertilizer. So the waste of the crickets, which is composed of their waste as well as their exoskeleton, comprises a very nitrogen-rich fertilizer, which actually functions quite well in Thailand. So they would pick that up and take it back with them. The hub also breeds insects and quality tests the insects that have come in from the farmers, and they're processed, and then we sell them to our distributor, who then feeds them into the urban slum environment. So we met one farmer. Her name was Julieta, and she has a daily family food budget of about $3. About 60% of family income is spent on food. And we found that for chapulines, as they like to call it in Mexico City, before she would only be able to afford around 30 grams of insects per month, but after With the decrease in price due to the farming of the insects and the fact that it's available year round, she could get 3 times more, which means that that's 3 times more iron and 3 times more protein, and that's per person. So our scaling model is that we would start in Q1 of 2014 with over 500 peri-urban farmers and then slowly scale up to 2,700 farmers by the end of next year. After starting our production with grasshoppers in Mexico, we have also started conversations with the Institute of Public Health in Mexico, and they're really interested in one of our products called Power Flour, which is essentially a fortified flour using roasted and ground up insects. So after Mexico, we would plan to go to Ghana with the palm weevil. And then in 2016, we would move to Kenya with crickets, and then to Botswana and South Africa with Mapane caterpillars. Now, what's really exciting about this is that when we're living in a world where we're cognizant of the reduction of arable land, the fact that the population is increasing, food prices are increasing, and urbanization is becoming more and more of a problem, the production of insects is largely immune from the restrictions of traditional farming, and so it takes drastically less land, water, feed to produce insects than another source of protein, and the output of greenhouse gases is far less. We've also been in conversation with the FAO, and they're, as you might have seen, recently released a report in May 2013 where they strongly endorse edible insects as a way to address food security. So that's it for us. So we look forward to all of your questions.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you very much.